Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, a very good morning, your daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Indigenous Radio Service. You can have your Sabre calls on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. You can text a brother as well, 045-714-0550. We are live here at the First Nation Radio Station here on Cairns, Bumbabrip Media. And otherwise, you can go on FaceTime as well. And that's BBM 987 FM. All right, to Daily Mob, have you saying Yarn Up Strong on this daily program. I'm the host of your daily program, and it is your daily program. So Yarn Up Strong. Now, political leaders have a duty to all Australians to stop the nation's largest freshwater resource from being a mining waste dump site. Look, with this, I'm going to talk to Michael Guerin, AG4 CEO, and I have Michael on the line. Michael, good morning. How are you?
I'm well, sir. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you very much. Where are you based, Michael?
I'm based in Brisbane.
In Brisbane, all right. I'm in Cairns here, far north Queensland. Hillbilly up north. Now, listen, our federal, state and territory Labor leaders must step in to prevent Australia's largest freshwater resource, the Great Artesian Basin, from being pumped with dirty emissions from coal-fired power stations owned by a subsidiary of mining giant Glencore Carbon Transport and Storage Corporation. So a lot of work needs to be done to protect Mother Earth, you could say, Michael.
Indeed, and it's a tragedy that we're several years through and maybe weeks from finishing an approvals process through both state and federal government consideration under various acts of parliament.
Yes.
But the Great Artesian Basin hasn't at any stage during that process to date been protected, and we're one decision away, which if it goes Glencore's way, means they can start pumping those dirty emissions from the coal-fired power station directly into the Great Artesian Basin. That's the tragedy of where we are.
That's a tragedy. And look, when we're talking about a project as such, we're talking about a financial gain for the company, so to speak. There must be billions of dollars going their way each year.
Well, it's a double tragedy. One, by pumping into the Great Artesian Basin, they don't have to take a little bit further and put it, for example, in a disused oil field where it wouldn't cause any environmental harm. They'd just be putting carbon back in. We were previously taking it out. But over and above that, if they get this permission, while they're pumping those dirty emissions into the Great Artesian Basin, they can be claiming carbon credits and clean green energy from that coal-fired power station. So we'll be paying double and at the same time destroying a natural resource and a wonder of the world. It's a tragedy.
So, it's a tragedy. So how is this being policed? Isn't this coming from state or federal government regarding a mining company when they're operating? They've got to do so-called due diligence and regarding looking after Mother Earth and to that effect?
They should, and that's the basis of our argument. And the best way to pull it up now that it's so close to being finalised is by revoking the federal decision of 9 February 2022. And the federal environment minister has the authority to revoke that decision and bring it back.
Yes.
That's the quickest and easiest way to bring it back. And that's what we're calling for, because without that, we do actually put at risk the Great Artesian Basin.
Yeah. Now, you're CEO of AG Force. Tell us a bit about AG Force, please, Michael.
AG Force is a voluntary membership-based organisation in Queensland. So we represent growers and communities in the food production industry.
Okay.
Every couple of years, the members identify their priorities, and then we work with all the different levels of government and community groups and trying to make the change that they want come through.
Mm-hmm.
And it's basically this idea that their voice individually is not strong enough, but collectively we can make a difference.
Fantastic. So we've got a new boss there holding the reins for the state, Mr. Miles. So what's your word to him?
Yes, my word to Premier Stephen Miles and to the Prime Minister and to the Minister of Environment at both state and federal level, is please, please save the Great Artesian Basin from this emission from these coal-fired power stations. Recognise the beauty of it, the size of it, the unique nature of it. Recognise that hundreds of communities across regional Australia rely on it. It's their sole water source. Recognise it's important for the environment. Pull it up before it's too late. We're at the 11th hour, but it's not yet too late. Please pull it up now and reconsider it. That's our message to the Premier, to the Prime Minister, to the Ministers of the Environment. And we're going public out of frustration and just asking everybody to start that conversation with their local MPs.
Well, that message will be heard on this program. Don't worry about that, Michael. I'd like to also ask about the input of First Nation people along the river or within the river. Tell us about that, please.
Yes. So First Nations people are obviously a part of the community. They're members of AgForce. We represent all who join us. Again, we're a voluntary member organisation. The voice of First Nations people is a really, really important part of the conversation when we're talking anything to do with landscapes or environment and those things that First Nations people have looked after and had carriage of for tens of thousands of years. A really, really important voice, and indeed a voice that's been involved in this conversation over a number of years. But again, we find ourselves at the back end of that with potentially the wrong decision only weeks away.
Exactly. And also, it seems like there's no communication from Glencore with traditional owners, what I'm picking up.
Not as far as we're aware.
Yeah.
No. And indeed, very limited conversations with any part of the affected community.
Sure.
And we note, for example, that they shot the federal approvals through a Christmas and New Year period without a lot of consultation or even advice to us.
Yeah. Look, that's all going to stop. Everyone needs to be at the table for the conversations. And we're talking about progress in business-wise, progress in mining, but also employment, but also looking after the environment. It's got to be a 7-12-pronged spear.
It does. And if the federal minister, which she has the power to do, can revoke the approval of 2022 now, we can all sit back round the table and talk about what's important to all of us and all contribute to the conversation rather than just being snuck through in the middle of the night without those conversations and the value that would come from those conversations from First Nations people and from others.
Michael, I always say that life is simple, people complicated. If we're talking about a family affair, we have everybody at the table in the family and discuss the situation, what we're doing, whether we're selling the house, whether we're going to move to Townsville, or whatever the case may be. You have a conversation, do you not? You know? That's what you're asking for.
That's it. And that's what we assume democracy is set up for, so that people represent us and have the conversations with us before these decisions are made. That really, to your point, is all we're asking for here, is let's sit down and have that conversation before we make a decision. Because if we make the decision in Glencore's favour, when they start pumping that waste into the Great Artesian Basin, it's not reversible.
Pollutes the water, pilot.
Yeah, exactly. 330,000 tonnes of liquefied CO2 into there that you can't get back out. Let's have the conversation first.
I'm hearing your concern. I'm feeling your passion. Michael, thank you for the yarn. Please do keep in touch. And all the best to AG Force.
Yep, really appreciate the yarn too. Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So there it is. It's Michael Guerin, his name is, AgForce CEO, and talking about political leaders have a duty to all Australians to stop the nation's largest freshwater resource from being a mining waste dump site. Yes, everybody needs to be at the table to talk and communicate, and mining giant Glencore needs to have that have seats at the table for people to sit at the table. It's a conversation with all involved. There it is. Have your say, Yana Strong. Wrong. Add to the conversation here. National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Yeah. Spirit of peace, Spirit of love. Our Spirit is the Spirit of peace, Spirit of peace, Spirit of love. Our Spirit is the Spirit of love.
Sebastian here, hanging up on our national talk track, your big yarning show, CBM 98.7.
I remember the day.
So I love you.
Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trinity Trev, Murray from the Curry, coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country as BBM Bumblebee Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Have you saying yarn up strong? 1-800-422-416. All right, today Commonwealth Bank unveils it had been less profitable in the first half of the year as operating expenses increased while income stayed flat. We're going to catch up a yarn now with Matt Comeen, CEO of Commonwealth Bank. Matt, can you tell us more about the half-year results?
Throughout the half, we've continued to focus on supporting our customers and communities, investing for the future and providing strength and stability for the broader economy.
Thanks, Matt. How is Commonwealth Bank helping Australians?
This half, we've helped more than 60,000 Australians buy a new home and prevented and recovered more than $100 million in scams. We also recognise how important small businesses are to our economy, and this half we have lent $18 billion to help them create jobs and grow.
Also, how are the costs of living in affecting Australians?
We know that many Australians are feeling under pressure and are finding it harder and harder to deal with the current cost of living. Let me say directly to those customers who are facing hardship or are feeling stretched, we are here to support you. We offer more options today than ever before, and we've made them easier to access.
How Commonwealth Bank is protecting its customers?
We know that safe and secure banking is critical. We've invested in a number of digital innovations which have enabled us to prevent and recover over $100 million from scams targeted at our customers in the last 6 months.
What is the outlook for Aussies?
The fundamentals of the Australian economy remain strong. We recognise, though, that all households are feeling the impact of higher inflation and higher rates. Our base case remains a soft landing, and we're expecting these pressures to ease as inflation and interest rates start coming down later this year. We remain optimistic about the outlook for Australia.
Matt Comeen, thank you very much, CEO of Commonwealth Bank. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you say, yarn up strong, you mob. Daily number here, 1-800-422-416.
Easy go, get them bars, only thing that we know. Up front, front row, sell shows but can never sell souls in this. No lie, bro, I put that on mums. Like, look at all the shit we overcome. Now I'm getting to the bread, no crumbs. I could be gang gang, but I'm better on ones or facts. I make moves and I see them get mad. I'd be mad too if I wasn't getting cash. I got eyes looking out for my back. Snakes all around, so I'm cutting up the grass. I can't link, ain't trying to get attached. I'm low key, ain't trying to be harassed. I'm too busy getting straight to the bag. I ain't gotta brag, cause I know I'm all that. self-sensation. Locked into the game, dedication. Back to back, I run it up and keep pacing. Ain't about money, then it's not a conversation. If I can't fit, I bust through. If it's not me, it's not you. There's a couple of things I must do. And if you ain't down with it, huff, hey, oh, look, I'm on a whole nother league. I guarantee it pops off when I'm up in the scene. I let them talk. Cause I talk is cheap. Difference is I get money every time I speak, boy. I don't think they understand it. She fought with a youngin' cause he handsome. I don't throw fits or a tantrum. But one thing I know for sure, they all gammon. Yeah, they all gammon. Yeah, they all gammon. Yeah, they all gammon. One thing I know for sure, they all gammon. Facts. I make moves and I see them get mad. I'd be mad too if I wasn't getting cash. I got eyes looking out for my back. Snakes all around, so I'm cutting up the grass. I can't link, ain't trying to get attached. I'm low key, ain't trying to be harassed. I'm too busy getting straight to the bag. I ain't gotta brag cause I know I'm all out. Easy come, easy go. Get them buys, only thing that we know. Up front, front row. Sell shows but can never sell souls in this. No lie, bro, I put that on mums. Like, look at all the shit we overcome. Now I'm getting to the bread, no crumbs. I could be gang gang, but I'm better on ones or facts.
Nyanda banapi bamanda, nyanda bakat nyanda bamanda. We got Talk Black with Uncle Trevor, Murray from the Curry. Call in on 1-800-422-416. 98.7 FM, BBM.
Nothing else. love. It's Jessica Malvoy, and you're tuned into National Talk Black, Trevor Tim, Trendy Turf, Murray from the Curry via BBM 98.7 FM, also NERS, National Indigenous Radio Service.
Well, I feel like, oh, like a river. You only reap what you sow. I hope it's good, and what you give her in return for what you grow. Oh, I'm going down.
Today.
I'm jumping in the water.
Daily Track there, Uncle Archie Roach with us in spirit into the bloodstream, that Daily Track. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your saying, Yarn Up Strong. Daily number here, 1-800-422-416. Call that number, Yarn, with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. Coming live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. BBM, Bummer Brip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Now, dairy farmers and rainforest rangers partner to restore rainforest habitat in Australia's only tropical dairy farming region. And with that, we're going to catch up a yarn there with Rainforest Rangers CEO, Richard Christian. Got Richard on the line. Richard, good morning. How are you?
I'm good, Trevor. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Where are you based?
Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, good, yeah. Richard. Where are you based, bruh?
We're based in Northern New South Wales. Yeah.
Northern New South Wales. Oh, thank you very much for coming to the program. So we're talking about a nice joint venture here, dairy farmers and rainforest rangers, partners to restore rainforest habitat in Australia's only tropical dairy farming region. So tell us about this fantastic partnership.
Yeah, that's right. Look, we're very excited to be working with dairy farmers on this project. They've come along to sponsor it, which is fantastic. And we also had a planting day the other day where we had some actual dairy farmers come along and bring their kids and volunteering to help out with the planting, which was great. The overall project's going to plant 11,900 rainforest trees. Nice. And also maintain another 17,000 trees that have already been planted as part of the project. So the trees that we're planting at the moment are going to go in over about 3.5 hectares of cleared land, but the overall project that we're working on here with the support of dairy farmers is 11 hectares up in Millamilla.
Fantastic. And so we're talking about trees and plants that to that environment. They're not foreign to the environment, are they?
No, not at all. So, yeah, we're very conscious of planting trees that are, you know, sourced from the local area and
yes.
Normally would be found in that particular area as well. So we source them from the local nurseries up there on the Atherton Tablelands, and we make sure that we're planting a diversity of species that represents the types of trees that we would have found there over time in the past. Yeah.
Richard, would we have numbers on number of trees being planted? That will be
yes, so it's this project's just under 12,000 trees are going to go in over.
Yes.
Yeah, we're going to be planting those over five or six different planting days. We've already done two of those now, so there's another four to go. And all up, there are 17,000 trees that have already been planted as part of the project, and we will be helping to maintain those as well through this support from dairy farmers and others. We're fundraising to achieve the overall goal of the program.
Look, fantastic, and such a we would say a deadly partnership there. There should be templated across the country that's looking after country, looking after businesses at the table together, and job employment for rangers as well, First Nation people.
Yeah, absolutely. That's one of the goals of our organisation and the Rainforest Rangers program. Mm-hmm. We don't have Indigenous rangers as such working on this particular program, but we do work with Jabalbina rangers on a few projects up in the Daintree where yes. we purchase privately held rainforest blocks and we return them to traditional ownership, and then they can be managed for conservation by mm-hmm. Indigenous rangers. And Jabalbina have a team that maintains those blocks and helps us to restore those the areas that have been cleared in the past if there are any weeds on them. Yeah. We're also shaping up some larger projects that will directly employ Indigenous rangers and youth that might be interested in things like nursery work and seed collection and tree planting and the maintenance, of course, of the trees once they're planted. So there's some really exciting opportunities there.
Well, they've got the phrase there, come and go, but what I'm picking up with you is come and grow.
Yeah, absolutely, come and grow. Yeah, no, it's fantastic. It's great to get your hands into the dirt and it's also great to be able to go back and see the trees in a few years' time and see them, watch them grow and know that you've been a part of that project and establishing those trees. Yeah, so.
And the trees also bring wildlife too, don't they, Richard?
Absolutely, and that's really important, particularly for this program. So the areas that we're planting out adjoin a nature refuge, mm-hmm. And so that's 90 hectares all up. It's made up of several properties, and some of the threatened species that we find in there are the Lummox tree kangaroo, the spectacled flying fox, spotted tail quoll, southern cassowary. Yes. So it's a really important area for habitat, and so planting out these areas that we're working on under this project complement that nature refuge and fill in some of the gaps so it can provide some connectivity between the forested areas and so animals can pass through unimpeded.
Yes.
So it's a great project from that perspective as well.
And the pluses for the dairy farmers is beautiful fields of grass for the cows, yeah?
Yeah, well, yeah, they still, I guess, graze on those places that are more suitable for grazing, but these some of these properties they're not at the level
country.
Where they can be productive for that purpose anymore, and because they're in between other forested areas, it makes sense to them for them to be replanted out and have that connectivity for the native animals. So it's great to have them involved, and everybody understands that the rainforests are the lungs of our planet, no matter what industry you're in, and as well as the astounding beauty that comes with the diversity in plants and animals. We also know that rainforests play a critical role in producing the oxygen that we breathe and keeping our planet healthy.
So win-win for all. Thank you very much, Richard, for sharing. All the best to Rainforest Rangers and also dairy farmers. A great partnership. Please do keep in touch and we'll yarn soon.
Yeah, fantastic. Thanks for the yarn, Trevor.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.
There it is. Richard Christian, his name is, Rainforest Rangers CEO, and talking about the partnership with dairy farmers to restore rainforest habitat in Australia's only tropical dairy farming region. So fantastic. Getting it together, you mob. Have your say and yarn up strong. We've got about 15 minutes left on the program. All ears here for National Talk Black. Have your say, 1-800-422-416.
Hey, we get on your mob. It's me, Bushtaka Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
And yeah, we are the Briska Sisters, and thank you all for coming.
Got it, nigga, G-Magic, God.
Yeah, beautiful track there. That's the Briscoe Sisters, One You, here on your daily program, National Talk Black. We've got Selwyn on the line. Selwyn, good morning.
Good morning, brother. I'm all good, eh, brother?
Yeah, very, very good. Go ahead, yes.
Yeah, brother. Next week, Monday, Australian story is going to be about that the mum of the little boy. You know, brother, I've got his name, Terry in WA.
Yes.
That little boy. Well, brother, you know, my take on Katrina Carroll, I believe she was pushed, brother.
The police commissioner, Queensland Police Commissioner, yeah, yes, stepping
bloody
down
I
from
love
her role. She's a good girl, I talked to her many times here, yes.
Yeah, brother, this idea that black fellows ate the cop, brother, she's one copper that I have a story about, I've bullied him too.
Okay.
But, brother, she called up, I think that's Gordon Ramsay mood, brother. She called out sexism and racism, brother.
Yeah.
And why I talk about that thing next week, Australian story, I think about, it's my take on Shay Killaly, brother, about uncovered meat, brother. And in a similar way, that bullyman over there in WA said that that little boy was in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Yeah.
I mean, the victim, brother, and that really pissed me off.
Yeah, you can't because, say that, exactly.
You know, they gave me an ally, Shake Lally, about covered meat, sort of saying similar thing. But there's a bloke in this election now, Paul Taylor. I think he ran over somebody accidentally, and the fellow he died. But Paul Taylor is the vagina whisperer, and
that's his words, exactly, yes.
And Katrina Carroll called him out.
Mm-hmm.
And brother, I think you're, I don't know how you are with Gavin King, but Gavin King was endorsing what the bullyman was saying in the police in Cairns. And I don't know if Paul Taylor was the leading inspector or whatever in charge here, was endorsing what the police were saying, that, you know, like backpack girls, you know, but many tourists or any girls that come, white girls too, I think mainly. But can happen to black kids when they leave the disco drunk, you know, brother, and they get raped, and it's like they are asking for again blaming the victim, and that really pissed me off. That sexism again,
yeah, that's pathetic.
Same way with
exactly.
That little boy and WA brother. I'm finished now, but I'm going to ask you a question that all the other black will really want to know, but we're afraid to ask.
Mm.
Brother, are you a Swiftie? Are you a JK fan, brother? But one good thing I want to say about here, brother, you know, like M-Man's Super Bowl, that thing last week.
Super Bowl champion, flew in on her private jet this morning.
brother. I always talk about that, how our media can influence 10 people thinking and emotionally there. And because of Super Bowl, a commercial for 30 seconds costs about $6 or $7 million just for a 30-second commercial, because they know they can make people hungry or thirsty when they don't feel like it.
Mm.
And with the media. And, of course, I've got a big thumbs up for Tay-Tay, brother, in the fact that she acknowledged black brothers, brother. And I love that. And she got air concert go all around the world. And for her to do that, Neil Young done that. And perfect, the fellow, I forgot his name. Perfect. And it's good that she was able to acknowledge black fellow, brother, because of all of their fans. But look at young people too, brother.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of them, you know, what's acknowledged after the First Nation people. Thank you, brother.
Thank you, my brother. Too deadly. That's our sole and regular caller here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you saying Yarn Up Strong? About 12 minutes left on the program. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. Otherwise, text a brother, 045-714-0550. And our Facebook page as well, BBM987FM. Too deadly. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Back. We've got Michael Angelo Newey online. Good morning, my brother. How are you?
Yeah.
Good morning.
Yeah, well, how are you?
I'm good, my brother. I'm good. Who are you, mob? Where are you from?
Yeah, like I say, like Taga, I'm Universal.
Universal. Yes, my brother. Love it. Love
Universal
it.
Warrior.
Yes. What are you going to say today, my brother?
Yeah, congratulations for you.
Mm-hmm. What's around Manhattan political arena, running local government?
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, we've got to look at what's happening in all shires.
Sure.
Is that we're not encouraging people to plant food. You know,
plant
people
got
to start planting food because of the food cost.
Yes.
Like you got land from, you know, the old Spence Street.
Yeah, yeah. Do your own farming is what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. Everybody should, the council should set up a hot house where they can supply the community, supply.
Yes.
And put more fruit trees all over the place.
And look, that gives a person exercise too, doesn't it? So it's like a fantastic activity.
Yeah, get out and practice human culture.
Yeah, human culture. I love
human
that.
Culture.
Yeah.
And aquaculture and agriculture.
Mm.
That's the survival of humanity. Is, you know, last is soil, water and land.
Mm. Well, now the Gimoy Walwa Yidinjimob run with agriculture. So that's deadly, but being active and with Mother Earth. Yes, I love
yeah.
it.
Yeah, and get rid of, like when you get in, get rid of all the, got to get rid of all the bottle shops.
Yeah, you know? Exactly. That poison... liquid, and, exactly.
Yeah, ban on, you know, like across Queensland, there should be, right across the country, there should be a ban on alcohol.
You know? Yeah, my dad always said, let the, you control the little brown bottle, don't let it control you.
Yeah, but it's killing everybody.
It
yeah?
is, it is, yes.
You know, and people get nuisance now from drinking and smoking and carrying on.
Mm.
It's becoming, and it's becoming a health problem.
It is, very
right
much
across
so.
The you know, like, we got bad enough people dying from being in the sun with melanoma.
Yep, sure.
We got to look at our health.
Exactly.
I mean, if we're going to fix up our health, we got to turn back to the land and start growing food and look for food. You know, take the children away from the community, like I said before. take them away in season, you know. Take them bush, take them hunting, take.
So, Michael, brother, you're talking about the youth crime, aren't you? Are you touching on that? What would you do? What do you suggest we should do with our young ones? I mean, not all youth crime is white, is black kids, but for it's high numbers with our black kids. What is missing? What should be done, you reckon?
They're practicing culture, that's why.
Yeah, sure, exactly. Yep, yep.
That's what we've got to take them hunting. They've never been initiated.
Okay.
Or gardening or anything, or, you know, go into the bush and find out where all the food lay down, you know, like they don't even know the season.
Yeah, don't even know the seasons, exactly.
No, because their parents are too busy running to the bottle shop.
Yeah.
You know, going to casino, gambling, you know, all that rubbish.
A lot of the parents need to be accountable too, don't they?
Yeah, parents got to be accountable. Community got to be accountable.
Yeah.
And we take our children to the reef. We got to protect the barrier reef because that's our hunting ground.
Yeah, you know, brother. See, you're talking culture. You're talking culture. That's the platform, isn't it?
Yeah, bring it back to the basic. It's culture.
Yes.
We survived on this planet because of the practices of survival. If you don't have the practice, if you got no knowledge of what's in the bush, what's out at sea, anything, you're stuck in. You know, it's like at Macca's.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you lack that knowledge. You haven't got that knowledge, then you're not an initiated. You're not a true cultural person, are you?
Yeah, because, like, for example, my brother been taking dances from Naisda.
Yes.
To Moa.
Yes.
Every second year for 2 weeks.
Yep.
And they practice everything from weaving.
Yep.
And dancing and
this culture in its essence, isn't it?
Yeah, and he's been doing it since the 80s.
Yes.
No one,
Dennis knew you are talking about. Know who you're talking about? Big shout out, Bala. Yep.
Yeah, to Dujon there, and he's been doing it since the 80s.
Exactly.
When your sister was dancing.
That's right. Exactly. Yes.
Yeah, so why can't we do that right across the country?
Yeah, right across the country.
Taking kids to Yerokala to. Batu, everywhere.
And if there's any funding there to do this, it's not an expense. That's investment. If you put money that way, then it cuts down the crime, doesn't it?
Yeah, like, you know, when you harvest mango season, well, the kids should be there.
Yeah, exactly.
Harvest farms in Australia, you know, like when the harvest season on, school holiday, thousands of kids going to the farm harvesting.
Not too deadly.
So when they go back home, they take the fruit back with them, or vegetable back home. You know?
Yep.
All got to be. You got to get them out of the city. Get them out of from the hands of the organized crime. You know, who runs the drug syndicates and, you know, all the alcohol syndicates and everything else.
Yep.
Got to get them away, and you take them when you take them away to see it, and out to the bush, out to country.
Yeah.
Then you teach them. Then talk to them. This is teach them what the world is all about.
Exactly.
The satanic mob, you know, causing that's running the banking system, trafficking people, and they're trafficking drugs, and they're creating war. The people that create war create genocide across history and the world. They're the Luciferians.
Yes.
They're the evil ones.
Yep.
You just have to look at history.
Exactly. History speaks. My brother, I've got to go to the news. Thank you for your yarn. Please call back and we'll continue our yarn.
All right, then.
Big yes, sir.
I wish so.
Yo, brother.
Yo.
Michael Angelo Newey, have any say? It's come the time where Trinity Trev signs off for today's program. Thank you for your company, your mob. We've got the news coming up via NERS, National Israel Radio Service. Big shout out to the NERS team. But thank you for your company. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. We'll yarn soon. And with that, we've got Royston Noel taking us to dreaming. Yeah.
I'm moving with the wind. It's time to go. I gotta make up my mind, should I stay or should I go? It's gonna be real hard, leaving everything you know. I gotta gotta do this for me. It's time to start a new show. A big city in my mind, gotta leave all behind. Going into it all blind, spread my wings and fly. I know I gotta look inside to let me shine bright. To be